This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. I'm Joan Jamison. Here are this week's top headlines. UC announces appointment of new president. And public meetings to address proposed modern Pitt facility. The University of California, UC, recently appointed physicist Robert C. Dines as its new president, replacing current president Richard Atkinson beginning October 2, 2003. Dines has been a physics professor at UC San Diego for 12 years and in 1996 was appointed chancellor. Dines has already stated that despite UC's announcement to the contrary, he fully intends to ensure that UC bids on the management contract for Los Alamos National Laboratory LANL in 2005. When the contract will be put to bid. Dines said, quote, "I believe it would be a great mistake and a loss to the nation to discard the UC Laboratory affiliation," end quote. Before his career at UC, Dines spent 22 years as a physics expert at AT&T Bell Laboratories, designing superconductors and semiconductors. Dines is now vice chair of the UC President's Council on the National Laboratories and a member of UC's LANL Oversight Board. He outlined the ongoing collaboration between UC and LANL, which ensures that hundreds of UC students and graduates enter into careers at the weapons laboratories, as proof to the mutual benefit of their partnership. Last November, investigation into LANL's management found that LANL employees, without UC knowledge, misappropriated millions of taxpayer dollars. During a recent congressional investigation, Ken Johnson, spokesperson for the House Energy and Commerce Committee, said, quote, "From our perspective, UC's management of LANL and Livermore has been woefully inadequate," end quote. Despite this evidence of gross mismanagement of LANL by UC, Dines said that their management is not only valuable for LANL and UC, but for the entire nation. Dines argues that UC is the most appropriate manager of LANL because, unlike corporate managers, UC is a manager with no conflict of interest. Furthermore, Dines points out that the UC system retains no money from its contracts with the Department of Energy, DOE. Their association with DOE, however, does ensure that UC receives funding from the Department of Defense, which totaled more than $38 million in 2001 on the UC San Diego campus, where Dines is chancellor. Critics are concerned that Dines' appointment will only bolster the militarization of the UC educational system. Michael Kofi of the Nuclear Age Peace Foundation said, quote, "Dines is a typical example of an administrator with an interest and desire to maintain the university-military relationship. UC's coming campaign to defend its role as manager of LANL, it appears, will be conducted well under his orchestration," end quote. A series of public meetings will be held nationwide to discuss the National Nuclear Security Administration's draft environmental impact statement for the proposed Modern Pitt Facility, MPF. Pits are the plutonium core of nuclear weapons. Two meetings will be held in New Mexico. The first will be from 6 to 10 p.m. on Monday, June 30th at the DOE Carlsbad Area Office, located at 4021 National Parks Highway in Carlsbad. The second will be held from 7 to 10 p.m. on Tuesday, July 1st at the Cities of Gold Hotel in Pohaki. For more information about the MPF, please contact Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety at 505-986-1973. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, or to hear this broadcast again, please call the CCNS Radioactive Hotline, 1-800-456-8863. Or download the audio version of the update from our webpage, nuclearactive.org.